In October, Toledo, Ohio was the scene of a race riot where a small group of neo-Nazis staged a demonstration in a racially mixed neighborhood. Hundreds of counter-demonstrators turned out and began to loot stores and throw rocks at police. The mayor imposed an 8 p.m. curfew on the entire city. Tomorrow, the neo-Nazi group will hold a rally in downtown Toledo. Security will be tight. Commentator Bill Fragomini hopes his hometown won't be marred by violence.
The Nazis are back just in time for the holidays. This Saturday, my hometown of Toledo will again host the National Socialist Movement, which is trying to reprise its role in the October 15th riot. The Nazis were far outnumbered by counter-demonstrators, and all hell broke loose. The sickening images of looting, arson, and arrest were broadcast around the country. The Nazis' crudely designed website co-opts some of those images and sets them to a heavy metal score. The song has cartoonish lyrics like, "Don't try to speak to me about racial equality. Black and white are not the same." And the refrain, "I hate commie scum," is repeated over and over. Don't try to speak to me about racial equality. Black and white are not the same. Absent from the video is Woodward Public High School. Woodward is a hulking building that looks like a prison and sits at the riot's epicenter. No doubt many of the rioting youth pass through the school's gray halls, uninspired and unnoticed. The day of the riot, I was vacating my apartment in a mixed bohemian neighborhood where I'm happy to say there was no violence. I spent 10 years there, but, among other things, I was tired of looking over my shoulder, tired of deafening music at 3 a.m., and tired of broken bottles. When my parents came to Toledo in the late 60s, they lived in an apartment just blocks away. They liked the place well enough, but that changed with my sister's birth and the riots after Dr. King's murder. Now there I was, moving to my fiancé in Michigan for reasons that aren't that different. It's relatively easy to leave an afflicted, post-industrial city. More difficult is thinking about what you leave behind. I ask myself how the riot happened. How do young men, be they from Toledo or Paris, burn down their neighborhood to the delight of bigots? How do those young men disregard the dignity of their city's black mayor who begs them to stand down? And how does a polite city get divided into my neighborhood versus your neighborhood? I hope the holiday spirit prevails this Saturday. May the Nazis shout only to snowflakes. And inside the shopping malls, may blacks and whites and other commie scum rub elbows in a capitalist frenzy. All together.
Bill Fragomini is a writer living in Ann Arbor, Michigan.